Look at your t-shirt, Jurgi. That's like going back to the future, man. That's pretty good.
Who does this?
Who's doing what?
They mess this with this microphone every day. Sorry, folks. I've got to fix the rubber holders on it because it's all discombobulated.
Why does it bother you so much? Why does it matter? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yes, it does. I think Shauna Olson, does she do this?
No, she sits over there.
Oh. You're all sunburned. Were you out in a boat?
I was in a boat all weekend, yes. I'm sunburned? I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
My face is hot.
Your face is hot?
Yeah. Kind of flushed. Get that away from
Anyway, you're commenting on my attire
again. Your t-shirt. It's very retroactive.
Retro. It says Rock 102. It's got a little lightning.
Little fake AC/DC lightning bolt going through.
Yeah.
This goes.
Should we use the broadcast or the technical term for changing formats on one of our stations?
You do whatever you want.
We blew it up.
We blew it. We flipped it.
Yes.
Also, we flipped it, not flipped it.
Rock 102 is now back in the building, and this is one of the original Rock 102 shirts. I understand.
Oh, it is. I don't know.
Yes, you weren't here then.
No, I was here when it got blown up, and now it's been revived.
Yes. So.
Yes.
And it's right up your alley. Kind of music you'd probably.
Actually, it is. Yeah. I listened on my, well, you know what? It's number four in our four-pack. Let's just go right to the four-pack, Pinto. I have him searching for something else for the four-pack.
I'll bet you do.
That's why he's all discombobulated. Let's do the 4 o'clock four-pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number four is exactly what Jurgi and I have been talking about. It is the return of Rock 102.
Did you notice how they strategically changed format right after the Viking football game yesterday? I think they thought that, you know, we might have a pretty good audience.
Yes.
Male audience. And someone was thinking, the home office.
This home office, they're pretty sharp. They are.
They get it, I think.
I think
and,
they do.
So I thought that was a good strategy. We've had some phone calls, both pro and con.
Yeah, that's usual. We had phone calls.
Got some good ink.
Got some good ink.
In the paper.
Did Lamb Chop write about us again?
Good.
That's his nickname,
is
Lamb
he really?
Chop. Yeah.
I've never called him that.
You should call
John
him all the time. No, you should call him Lamb Chop.
I don't think I should call him Lamb Chop.
Yeah, Big E calls him Lamb Chop. Why can't you call him Lamb Chop?
Okay. Well, next time I see him, I will.
Hey, Lamb Chop.
I always call him John.
You love it, Lamb Chop. Just say that.
Respectable thing to call him John, his real name.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't.
He's a good guy. He doesn't care what you call him.
I know he is. I just call him John.
So what's the format of Rock 102 is it's classic rock, right? Rock and roll?
Yeah, I would say that it...
Hence the name Rock 102.
It may attract more to a male audience. You know, you and I, the demographic, our age group. What are you, 39?
Old balding guys that like rock music from the 80s?
No. And it's not all the 80s. If you listen to it,
there's
some newer stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real good mix. And I think people will like it if you give it a shot.
They're playing like 2,000 songs in a row? Is that what they're doing right now?
For the first little while, they're going to play nothing but music. A friend of mine called me today and he says, hey, what's the actual number? Is it 102? I said, no.
No, it's 91.2.
I said, it's 101.9, Rick.
Well, it's Rick, wasn't it?
Oh.
No, we named the station Rock 102 because it's actually 91.2.
Well, I think on your FM dial, it's 101.9. I don't think there's an actual 102. It would go to 102.1. And I said, well, it's right in there. Oh, it's not right on 102. I said, oh, no. I said, didn't you listen to the old one? And one of us talk, and he said, no. No, I didn't. I said, well, you weren't alone, evidently.
I put my preset back on.
Yeah, I did too.
By the way, it wasn't on my truck here for last year and a half or so. Now it's back on. Number three, this headline was a headline that grabbed my eye this morning, Jurgi. Sad story, but you can't not read the story when the headline reads, 107-year-old killed in shootout with police in Arkansas.
No,
how can you not read that story?
You would have to read that story, and I haven't read it, so you're going to have to bring me up to date. Is this true, or is this just a headline to get you in?
What? Would websites do that? Would they write a teasing headline or a teasing link on the Facebook to make you click on the link?
Yes.
Yes, they would. I do it myself sometimes. Monroe Isidore, 107-year-old man who died in a shootout with a SWAT team in Arkansas Saturday, had been asked to move out of the house he was living in and into an apartment. That detail comes from Isidore's roommate, who says the centenarian was very angry. 107 years old, they asked him to move out of the house. He lost it, armed himself, and got into a shootout with the cops in Arkansas. 107
and he died.
Years old, and he died, yes. Oh. Isidore died.
Well,
107.
You know, if he was threatening the officers, if he had a loaded weapon, there's not much they can do. They're 107 or 67, or, I mean, they're training. That's what they have.
But this isn't 67. This isn't 87. This is 107.
They should have just winged him, is what you're saying.
Oh, no,
walked away.
It's amazing that a man, first of all, is 107 years old and he's still alive, because then, that's a very seasoned age.
Then he arms himself.
And then he's got the energy and the wherewithal. Again, I'm not making light of it, but to have all that going on to be able to do what he did. Hmm. And then sadly died. It's just bad. But just, I'm just shocked. I don't know what else to say. Yeah.
A bad story.
When I'm 107, I'm not going to be fighting. I'm not going to be 107.
I was just going to say, I'll make a prediction now. That will not happen. You're not going to be 107. And if you are 107, I won't be 113 to see it.
How old am I going to live to be?
I'm not going to make that kind of prediction.
102?
No.
In honor of the comeback of Rock 102, I'm going to live to be 102 years old.
All right. I won't live to see that either.
Probably won't be Rock 102 when I'm 102 years old. Just saying. Number two on our list. Another sad story. I don't know what I'm doing here. High school football player.
This is kind of supposed to be an uplifting, fun little thing.
Yeah, everybody kind of tunes in to laugh, and now I'm just getting them all down. High school football player in Dassel, Kokato, Minnesota, suffered a head injury, Jergy, I think on Friday night. Another bad thing.
Football game.
Football game, yeah. High school football player.
They had a helmet on. I know we had a story out of the Twin Cities where his mother talked yesterday. Outside the hospital, he's had brain surgery. The way it was described is that they had removed a portion of his brain. I don't know what portion or what his chances of recovery are, but as to what happened, I guess I'm unclear. Certainly must have been a hit of some sort.
It was a hit in the game, but somehow he was injured. What are you doing? You're pointing at somebody?
It's one of the big guys.
Oh, geez. It's the big guy. One of the big guys from Wausau.
Why don't you straighten up your tie?
Tie? Got to put my pants back on. What are you talking about?
Oh. No, he was going to be in town.
I didn't either.
You know, they just come in here.
What's he doing?
They act like they own the place.
So the kid from Dassel, Kokato, we don't know what's going to happen.
Sad story. I don't. His mother had the courage to face microphones in Minneapolis yesterday, which would be a difficult thing in its own. You know, you're in a situation like that. She talked briefly, and prospects for recovery, I guess I don't know. But certainly a serious medical condition there, and we'll just have to hope for the best.
Speaking of sad stories, my number one thing on the four-pack today is the Vikings. That's all I wrote down, Vikings.
I see that there.
Yeah. Here comes Adrian Peterson, his first carry. Zips up the middle, makes a man miss at the 25. Skips out to the right, and he's loose! Adrian Peterson inside the 20. Touchdown! No flags on the play. And Adrian Peterson's first carry is a 78-yard touchdown.
Oh, the best part was after that. It's a great call by Paul Allen.
Then what did
he say? But Paul Allen said, "Welcome back, MVP! Let's go!" And then the Vikings got their butts kicked the rest of the way.
That was a highlight of the game, Vikings. Yeah. I mean, that was. And I thought, oh, look at this. Adrian Peterson, first play from scrimmage, 77, 78 yards, up the middle. Boy, what a season this is going to be. And then the rest of the game was just to shut him down when he get another 18 yards.
Yeah, I think if that.
The offensive line, we had trepidation at quarterback.
I like that.
We had
trepidation at quarterback.
Joe Simpson? Jerome Simpson?
Jerome Simpson.
You know, he played fairly well.
Yeah.
He caught a couple of balls.
That were poorly thrown by Christian Pond.
Yeah, there were tip balls.
Yeah, and it just
was, it was just... I started, I was over at my one of my sons watching the game, and, you know, third quarter, I actually had to go turn the roast down. It was in the crock pot.
Turn the roast
at my house.
Okay.
And I volunteered to, and my daughter and her friend were there. And I said, well, I'll, no. They said, no, we got to go home. We got some homework or something. And, no, I said, no. So I said, oh, go ahead. Go ahead. This is like end of the third period because I was, I about had it. But to my friends on Prairiewood Drive, they kind of had a rough one opener yesterday.
They, and those, I think Packer those fans on Prairiewood Drive are Packers fans.
Yes, they
right?
are.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, they are. So.
They kind of lost too, didn't they?
They did. That was a good game, San Francisco and the Packers. That was. But the Vikings, I don't know. What do we? You're already calling for Castle, Matt Castle.
No, I'm not. No, no, I'm not. Some listeners and callers. I'm not. No, no, you got to stick with Christian.
I think you do. I you know, I. What do I know? I don't. But I. The Viking fan that I am and have been all my life, I was just kind of a. The highlight was when Rock 102 flipped formats at the end of the game.
That is a highlight. And by the way, I was wondering why the honcho from Wausau was, yeah. is dressed in all black today.
Right.
You just answered it.
Packers
lost. Yeah. He's mourning today. Yeah. That's too bad.
That was too bad.
That is too bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the Bison won, and all's well.
Yeah, everything is just fine in our world. Thanks, Jurgi. Appreciate that. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director on the 4-Pack on the Mike McFeely Show.